Today's daf is Beitza daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis. Lamed Amid Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom. We're in the sugyas of Muksa, and whether Tanai works for Muksa, different types of Muksa, Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, Muksa Machmas Isser, as we have been talking about, and we mentioned that even Reb Shimon agrees to some of these Muksas. And we are on Lamed Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom, Umay Shna. That's what we are up to. We just said that the Mishnah said it's not, the Brisa said that a Tanai will help, and we asked, does a Tanai help? It doesn't seem that way. A Tanai doesn't help for the Yatsi Sukkah. So we said maybe there is to answer maybe that Brisa was talking about a Sukkah to Alma, not a Sukkah to Mitzvah, but then we said a Sukkah to Mitzvah, a Tanai won't help. But we have another Brisa about the Na'i Sukkah, about the decorations of a sukkah, that a Tanai should help. So Abaye and Rava both answered that if somebody tries to prevent it before it gets off the ground by saying Eini Bodel Mehem Kol Bein Hashmashos, so then that would be good enough for prevention of the status that would stay the whole time. But Atzi Sukkah, that is automatic, and we said maybe it happens by itself, that's why the Chalak Dusha Alayu, and therefore is Katsoi L'Shiva, it is off limits. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos says V'kasha, Dibur Maskel Aval. V'kasha, Dimash Mahacha, Dimash Atzi Sukkah Asurin, Hainu Mita Muksa. It sounds like our context. What is the reason that the walls of the sukkah are asur, Atzi Sukkah? Because of Muksa. Muksa is a Durabanan world. V'chein Mashma B'Shabbos, and their Shabbos, it says, Muksa L'Mitzvah, Muksa L'Isuro. But just a couple of lines earlier, we based it on a drusha, on a hekish to Karban Chagiga, and that would be in the Siddharaisa. So is it a concept of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah that Chazal came up with, and it's in the world of Durabanan, or is it based on this drusha that was just quoted a couple of days ago, of Machag L'Hashem of Sukkah L'Hashem, which would be a Dindaraisa? It's a big difference. Why are the walls of the sukkah, why are they off limits? So Tosfos has two answers. Number one, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, V'tireis Rabbeinu Tam, D'masha Amar Machag L'Hashem of Sukkah L'Hashem, Hainu L'fi Shir Sukkah. We know most of our sukkahs are much bigger than the minimum size of a sukkah. The walls and the schach, so that's the difference. The minimum shear of a sukkah, 2.5, and the schach, that's the minimum. That's daraisa, that's machag l'ashem af sukkah l'ashem. The extra that I personally designated, that's going to be the second level of what we call muksa. Machag l'ashem af sukkah l'ashem ha'inu l'fi shir sukkah. K'gon beiz tfanos v'shlishas afilu tefach. Avalu yavid tfanos shleimos yosir mishir sukkah. If I made complete walls, lo nafik mikra v'al ha'yoser ka'amar sha'asur mitam muksa. So again, you have to, which part of it, this makes sense on a conceptual level, but on a practical level, it'll be very hard to figure out if I violated, did I violate the Daraisa or the Rabbanan? Because any part of the sukkah, is this the extra part or is this the ikar part? It could be that we'll never know. Conceptually, that's the distinction. But, on a practical level, you'll never know, because every part, you could say, oh, this was the extra. It's not the ikar hadin. In any case, there might be an afkamina in terms of, if there's a, let's say, an afkamina in terms of tnai. Let's say a tnai could work on a drabanan and not on a daraisa. So then if I make a tnai on a minimum part of the sukkah, a little bit of the sukkah, maybe that could be chal. But if I make it on the ashir that is greater than what would leave over the minimum size of a sukkah, then it wouldn't be chal. So again, there can be afkaminas on a conceptual level, but that is the first chilik that Tosfos makes. Then Tosfos has number two, quoting the Ri. V'ri pireish, no, devadai, calls mancha hasukkah ba'amida, shayich ba, machag l'ashem af sukkah l'ashem. While the sukkah is up, then for sure, that's the dinda araisa. That's comparison to Karban Chagiga. Aval kishenafla lo shayich ba, machag. But what if it falls down? Now the raw materials that are still there, it's not a sukkah anymore. Ah, but it's still muksa machmas mitzvah. Still, these items were designated for sukkahs, so then the daraisa wouldn't hold, but the daraisa, the darabanan, would still kick in. V'imkain, he says, Hayayachol etruzi hacha mashaati sukkah surin mikra de la'el, machag hayrodavka ba'amida, aval kshenaflu mutarin, elanaka de emet, kshenaflu nami asur mitam muksa. So that is two important days in Tosfos. How do I look at muksa versus chal shem shemayim? Interesting that Rabbi Chanan here, So what about Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is still Muktzeh Machmas Mitzvah. So does Machag Lashem, according to the Re, that is only when it is standing, it's also, Chol HaMoed is also the same Mitzvah of Sukkah. You don't have a chiyuv to eat in it like the first night, but the same thing. It was still hooks on the mitzvah, and still the drasha. I think it would apply all the days, both days. Rabbi Chanan, when he talks about this Tosfos, he then quotes another idea. He says, "Mashem makshim, what is asked? Kivan the sukkah asura ba'narak lemitzvah. If the sukkah is muksa machmas mitzvah, im kain." Maybe he's coming up with another nafkamina. Kishe yardu gishamim yehe aser leishev asukkah. Kivan de leka mitzvah. If you say it's huksa le mitzvah, so what if you're getting benefit from it, but not fulfilling a mitzvah? Let's say it's raining. So there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Yardu gushamim. Pinstar patam na sukkah. That's a hafkaz mitzvah. So what if I sit in it anyway and I get some protection? So Rav Chanan says, that should be a problem. So he says, maybe not. V'yefshar, what does he say? The bishah de ein asukah reuya lemitzvasa leka ba kedusha. In other words, klamo laachar achag. The kedusha sihi b'chol shah bebreishim yuchelas lemitzvasa. Amnam im asukah reuya lem. That's Rav Chanan, the first half. The second that I'm not doing a mitzvah, there's a hafkath shem sukkah as well. It's not just I'm not doing the mitzvah, but there's a sukkah still here. Right when yardu gashamim. It's no longer huksa l'mitzvaso because it loses its status of a sukkah. So there's a big difference between you won't have a nafkamina between sitting in a sukkah and not getting the mitzvah, but you're still sitting in a sukkah. It'll never come up. Unless, the only case I can think of, says Rabbi Chanan, is what if you're sitting in a sukkah with kavana shelo lotzeis? For some reason. Right, Miskavish Alotzeis. I want to be able to save the bracha until everybody else comes here. But I want to sit in the sukkah until then. So I'm going to have Kavanah Shel Alotzeis until later, and then I'm going to make my leishev. Right, so that could be a case where it's still a sukkah, but you're not being yotzei the mitzvah. Okay? Or what about mitztayer? Could you have a sukkah that loses its status for some people and not for other people? That's another case that you might be able to come up with. Where I don't have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. So maybe I'm not getting a mitzvah if I'm sitting in it anyway. If I'm mitzvah while I'm sitting in it. But for other people, they're not mitzvah, whatever the situation is. Okay, so you come up with certain cases, but that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's issue. That's Rav Chanan's issue. Is there any time that you could be sitting in the sukkah and not getting the mitzvah, but it would still have the status of a sukkah, so it would still be muktzeh machmas mitzvah? That's his question. Berashmashos, it will be migu deskatsoi. So do you say, so would that be a nafkamina between muktzeh machmas mitzvah and the drasha of machag lasem of sukkah Hashem? Not sure. Okay, let's continue. So the last section of the Gemara. Once we've talked about muktzeh and that it's off limits, umayishna mehad de itmar, and why is the previous discussion different than the following discussion of the Rav and Ravasi, Hifra Shiva Esrogim L'Shivas Hayamim. What if I have an Esrog farm? So I don't have only one Esrog, I have 7 Esrogim. And I want to feel the mitzvah new every day. So I'm designating a different Esrog for each day of Sukkos. This is going to be for day 1, this is going to be for day 2. So there's never going to be, I'm never going to get the feeling of old. Oh, like it's been there, done that. No! It's a new Esrog every day. So what if I did that? So Amar Rav, Chalachas Va'achas Yotzi Bavochel La'alter. Rav says, after you come up from shul, you can make your esrog jelly. That's it. You use it. You're finished. And V'ravasi Amar No. You got to wait a little bit. Chalachas Yotzi Bavochel La'machar. At least the day that you use it, it's usur all that day. But either way, both of these shitos seem to say that it's not hoksel mitzvaso. It's not something automatic that takes place. So why is there a difference between sukkah and esrog? By sukkah we say it's muksa straight, while by esrog we see there are limitations and that you are in control. Like we said, using the lundas that we described. By sukkah it seems to be automatic, while by esrog you seem to be in control. So says the Gemara, no, there's a big difference between the two mitzvos. And this difference maybe tips us off in terms of the kedusha. Hasam, as we had back in Maseches Sukkah. The mifsaku lelos miyamim kol chad v'chad yoma mitzvah ba'api nafshe hu. When it comes to esrog, dalin minim, where there's a separate mitzvah every single day, What do you mean it's a separate mitzvah? Because there's no mitzvah at night. There's no mitzvah of dalet minim at night. So obviously every morning when one wakes up, so it's a new mitzvah. It's not continuous. Hacha. And that's why you could separate the kedushos of each of the esrogim. Hacha delo mifsaki leilos miyamim kulu yome kechada yom arich tadami. But here, by the mitzvah of sukkah, it's continuous. So you're right. When I wake up every morning, I make a new leishim if I'm going to go out. You know, I might, there's a new leishim by sukkah every day. If there's a hezach hadas, you know, in between. There is a, on some level, it's considered one continuous Yoma Arichta and one continuous mitzvah of Sukkah, but you just make separate brachas on the Maisa mitzvah each time, so therefore there's a difference, and Muksa can be stronger and longer and deeper when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, unlike Dalet Minim. Again, if you had multiple sukkahs, but the question is there a hefsek in between? I mean, if I have kavana, it's a good question. Let's say I know that I'm going to my friend's house for dessert. And they live next door, so it's going to be a different sukkah. Do I make a new bracha of leishiv when I go to my friend's sukkah? Should I dafka not have it in mind? Should I dafka have it in mind? It's a discussion in the poskim. You know, how far is your friend's sukkah? Is it next door? Is it down the block? Right? What if you made a bracha? What if you live next to the shul and you ate a kiddush in the shul sukkah? Same kind of discussion. Is there a difference? When it comes to a new beged of tzitzis, we say a new bracha. Let's say somebody has a new tzitzis that they put on for Shabbos. Say after they get out of the shower, Friday afternoon, they put on their Shabbos tzitzis. Make a new bracha. Make a new bracha, because that was the bracha in the morning that maybe you only had in mind by the talus anyway. You didn't make a bracha if one wears a talus, so didn't have this in mind. But that's different chatzos shel mitzvah. Masha'ekein, by sukkah, it's not so clear, right? 10 different houses for bir chametz, you don't make a new bracha. If, you know, having one, having it in mind, if the gabbai the shul, right after he does his own house, he's gonna go to the shul. He doesn't make a new bracha on the b'dik in the shul, right? It's the same bracha. So, again, it's a good question about different chefse shal mitzvahs being mechayiv different brachas. One final point, related to this, and that is, even though, this we mentioned many times, even though there is no mitzvah of lulav at night, there might be a chefsa shel lulav at night. Right, and that goes back to the Rashi that we had in Beitz in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Gimel, where Rashi discusses when does the concept of dichui start for the Dalet Minim. If you remember, the Mishnah and the Gemara there spoke about hadasim. A hadas has to have more leaves than berries. If there's more berries than leaves, it's no good. And if there's a berry on, if it's niktam rosho, if it's cut on top, it's pasul. But if a berry grows on top, then it can be kosher. When does the berry have to grow? If when Sukkot starts, it's still cut off, and the berry grows overnight, and by the next morning, the first day of Sukkot, there's a berry on top, Rashi says beferish in Sukkah there, it's still pasul, it's called nidcheh. Because when Sukkah started, it didn't have the berry on top. So what that it grew in the morning before Amud HaShachar? It's too late. Ask the Achronim. Ask the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. I don't understand. When the mitzvah of Sukkah started, the lulav started, it was kosher. What's the difference that it the night before it wasn't kosher? There's no mitzvah at night. Ah, maybe there's a Chafetz Shel Sukkah, Shel Lulav, at night, even before you could do the Maisa HaMitzvah. And the Bir Halacha compares this, why does he bring this in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, to the Ramah. The Ramah talks about a shofar shel Avodah Zarah. Are you allowed to use a shofar shel Avodah Zarah for Rosh Hashanah? So, the Halacha is, as long as there was Bittul done by the non-Jew, a shofar of a Avodah Zarah of a Jew can never be Mevutal. But Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew can be Mevatal, they can nullify it. So as long as the nullification was done before Rosh Hashanah, same problem. Why before Rosh Hashanah? You can't blow shofar the night of Rosh Hashanah. It should be before the morning of Rosh Hashanah. So the Bir Halacha connects that Shulchan Aruch and Ramah with the Rashi in Sukkah Lamed Gimel, that there could be a concept of a Chepsa Shal Mitzvah, like shofar, like lulav, before the time for the Maisa Mitzvah can take place. And we've mentioned a lot of other examples of this, the Karman Pesach, the morning of Erev Pesach, and maybe a boy, the Leil Ches, the night before he has a Bris Milah, many other examples of a status being achieved even before the mitzvah can be fulfilled. So this Gemara just says, the mitzvah is Hufsak by Lulav, but it could be that the status is there even at night. Okay, back to Inyani Yantif. Says the Mishnah here on the top of Lamed Aleph. Mevi'in Eitzim min Hasadeh u'min Amachunas. A person is allowed to bring wood from a field, from gathered areas. From gathered areas. What does that mean? If you gathered it, Mechunas means you gathered it before Yontif. So that's Megala your Das, that you are designating this to use, and therefore it's not Muksa. But, Mashma Rashi says, Ava Mefuzarin Muksin. Right, if it was scattered all over the place, you didn't do any action to gather it in before Yontif, then it would be Muksa. So you're allowed to bring it from a field, which is all open, as long as it's gathered in. Umin hakarpef afilumin avafuzar. Of karpef, though, an enclosed area, so there, because it's enclosed, even if it's scattered and you didn't do an action before Yantif, that is good enough, you're allowed to take. So from a field, an open field, it has to be mechunas, and from a karpef, it can even be mefuzar. What is the issue in the Mishnah? As is explained in the Gemara. The simplest interpretation, and that's how we read the Gemara, is what Rashi here says, that it's an issue of muksa. That's the context here, issue of muksa, right? Rashi says, Gali Daite da Alayu Samich, and that's what the Rashi says a number of times in the Gemara. The issue of smichas das is issue of muksa. And the Pnei Yeshua here adds, and even Reb Shimon would agree to this, because it's totally out of your das, it's like what we call, what the Gemara calls it, Masechah Shabbos, Dachya, and we had earlier, Dachya B'Yadayim. That is number one. If you look in the Ran here, the Ran has a totally different shot of what the issue is. What is the Isser being discussed? We'll get to this in Tosfos in a minute, Be'ez Hashem. But the Ran says, we're talking about, at least he quotes a Deya, that says we're talking about Me'amer. We're talking about the Malacha of gathering. Right, that is not one of the Malachas that is Mutter Mishum Ochel Nefesh. Right, it's too early in the process. So that's what the Ron here says, in Daf Yitzayinim and Aleph and the Daf Yarif, Kach Pirish Rashi, he quotes Muksa, V'yacherim Pirshu, T'taima Mishum Gibuv, V'havi Kema'amer. You're gathering. If it's already gathered before Shabbos, the Enyantif, that's okay. Why? We'll get to that. Ein Imur Achar Imur. Once you gather it once, there's no second Malacha being Ma'amer it again. But if it's totally scattered, then it would be okay. Then we're going to have to work hard, though. In a karpef, if it's scattered, so why isn't there a problem with emur? Unless, mamela, once you enclose it, that's already considered emur somehow. Umidina says the Ron dealing with this problem. Afila mefuzer basad shari. Really, even in the field, there should be mutter. The gibo biyatav mutter. The tzorach achila chashiv. Ah. The chenish is maybe emur is mutter. The tzorach achol nefesh. Even though it's before dash. In the list, kibikua eitzim or kavar asma elisha basada asri mishum de mechzi kimagabev. You can have some derabbanans going on here in the Mishnah, right? It's nireh like you're being mechabev de loliome for a day after. So either way, that is another way to understand the Mishnah, either about muksa or about megabev. Umiyu begabara maskinan, but then Gemara the maskana is, as we'll get to, dulo shari elaman amachuna shebakarpev. Only if it's gathered in a karpev is mutter, because kol megabev afilu bakarpev mechzi kamad avi lamachar. All of these actions of give the appearance like you're doing it for a day later, which would be a zilzal of yantif. But either way, the issue in the Mishnah, according to the Ran, could be one of me'amer. If you look at the Rambam, the Mishnah Brura points out, could have another daya, and that is uvdin dechol. Right? Not imur, not muksa, but uvdin dechol, that is the Mishnah Brura has that suggestion in Hilchas Yantif, in Tuf Kuf Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, where the Mishnah Brura, based where this halacha is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Miloshon ze mashma dafilu hechidon mi be'erav asr, v'tayma efshar mishum davi uvdin dechol, leilich lasad alavi eitzin labeso. Even if you would have done an action in Erev Yantif, it might be asr, and you have a long sharatzion here, very unusual to have a five-line sharatzion. He says, where does this come from? Kasabnu zos mishum dekola ta'amim shenemru balachazu, ein miyushavim kolkach, Kedivri Rambam, Shem Divri Machaber. According to Rashi, this problem. According to the Ran, this problem. So that's why I think it's another pshat for the Rambam, which is of the Dechol. Okay, three pshatim, how to understand the Mishnah. So again, the halacha is, the Tanakhama says, that you can bring it from gathered wood in a field and from scattered wood in a karpef. Ezel karpev. What is the definition of karpev? So the Mishnah will say something, and we'll see in the Gemara what exactly does this mean. Ezel karpev. Kol shesamach la'ir. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says as long as it's close to the city, That's considered a karpef. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenichnas en lo biposachas, avafilu besot chum Shabbos. No, even if it's far out. Even if it's far out, as long as it has, I'm taking a stand on how to translate it, based on the Gemara, but we'll translate it, we have to translate it somehow. Rabbi Yossi says, as long as it's locked up and you have to get in with a key, even if it's far away, just as long as it's within the Tchum Shabbos, that is good enough, even if that's the arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. We'll have to see a little deeper what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. But even before we get into there, actually, let's do a little bit, and then we will go back to the Mishnah. Let's just get a little further. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Eimivim Eitzim Elamana Mechonasim Shebekarpev. Shmuel says, you can only bring wood from what's gathered in a karpev, what we would call Tarti Lativusa. It has to be gathered and in the karpev, in the enclosed area. You need both. Says the Gemara, it's against our Mishnah. V'anatadam in a karpev, afilam in a bufuzarin. Our Mishnah says if it's in a karpev, even if it's scattered within a karpev. So, masnisan yechidahi. No, our Mishnah is really reflective of a das yachid view. Really, what Shmuel says is what the mainstream view. But our Mishnah is a das yachid. Who? Titania. Amr Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar says, lo nechleku beishame ubeis hillel al hamufuzarim shebesados she'ein mevir. Beishame beis hillel don't argue in the case that we would call tarti l'reusa, where it's scattered and it's in an open field, that's for sure no good. According to Rashi, it's muksa. V'al hamuchunasim shebekarpev shemevim. And that which is gathered in the karpev, what's tarti l'tevusa, is gathered and it's in the enclosed area, is not a problem. Al manechleku, where you have one or the other. Al hamafuzarin shebekarpev, v'al hamuchunasim shebesados. That is the machlokas. Beishamay omrim lo yavi, o beisil omrim yavi. That's the machlokas. So you see, Rav Shimon Elazar has that view of that you need karpef mefuzar works, and sadeh would need mechunas. But Shmuel would say that I hold not so. I say that you need tarti l'tivusa, you need mechunas, even in a karpef. Amar Rava, finishing this up, ale kanim v'ale gefanim, if one has types of leaves of reeds or vines, avagav d'mechanfi luhu mosvi, even if they were gathered up together in a pile, that's not called gathered up. Why? Kiva di midle zika mivdar lahu. Since if a wind comes, the wind will blow them away. So, kimifuzarin damu vasurin. So what, that you made a pile. If you didn't do something more than that, you have to expect the wind to come and blow it. And therefore, it's not considered mechunasim. It's still called mifuzarin. Because you would say like a Reb Zera type of halacha, because the potential is that it could be blown away. So as if it's blown away already, and therefore you cannot have it. The yisrach mana, but if you put something on top of it to hold it down, me'asmol alayhu shaper dummy. Right, if you put something on it, so then it is good enough, because then obviously you've been megali your das that you plan on having it. The Rashba says here an added line: if you put the kli on it, then even if it got scattered afterwards by mistake. Let's say the wind was so strong that it gathered it, even if you put a weight on it, it's still muchan because of what you did. That is the chiddush of the Rashba, and in the footnotes in the Rashba, he points out that this is the Rashba l'shitaso, that the Isser is one of muksa. But if you have one of, let's say, ma'amer, and it's Mamre Derabbanon, because Nirek Megabev Lamachar, that it could be that it's a problem, even if it gets scattered. The only way it would be okay is if it's still gathered up, right? So there, but if it gets scattered, as we said, if it looks like the Ron's problem with the Mishnah of Nirek Kima'amer Litzarech L'Yom Machar, so that could be a problem, even if you did something yesterday, if it got ruined. 2 points. Number one is a local point in the last line, and then we'll go back to the Mishnah for a minute. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses talking about bringing in wood and items, and this is bringing today's daft with yesterday's daft into Huxel Mitzvaso. There is a socher lilulavim. There is a person who owns a store for lulavs. Fine. And he sells lulavs all the days of Pesach, and as he's getting to Sukkot, he realizes his lulavs are about to go way down in price. Right? There will not be a market for lulavs after Sukkot. So he's trying to sell, and finally, right before Yantif, that's it. There's basically no more. Maybe he'll keep a few for people's lulavs, who something happens to their lulav, right, on Yantav. But generally, most of them are no longer going to be used for the mitzvah. So, is he allowed to use them for firewood on Yantav? Right, you could burn, lulav is huksa, it's not muksa, it's not tashmishe kedusha, it's tashmishe mitzvah. Doesn't have to be buried, it's not Shemus, right? We all burn our lulavs with the chametz. So is he allowed to burn his lulav going into Yantif? The extra ones, he'll keep a few. That's the shayla. Ulai shem muksa aleim, ki omdim l'schora, ki tachein shanashim yiknu olsam kedei lananei abayim b'chalam oed. O Dilma, let's talk about maspik lo kama bodedim. Ki ruba de ruba de inchi, kvar yesh lem lulavim lemitzvah. Ve elu shenisha rubiyado elu malas osbam. What is that? It doesn't know what to do with them. Ve ain't can muksa machmas chesron kiss, because they've just gone down in value. So they're not chesron kiss. So he quotes the Ramah in Ilcha Shabbos. The Ramah says in Simon Shin Ches, Kelim hamiyuchadim l'schora, umakpid aleihem, dinam kumukta machmas chesron kiss. If you have a kli that is miyuchad for business, you never use it for anything else. It's chesron kiss. Somebody has something that he uses for business. Some type of kli, utensil. I know, a moel's knife. Right? Most of Machmas chesron kiss. Some other type of business. And the Mishnah Berurah there says, in Sifkat and Zayin, Shem eino makpid aleihem, af shehem yuchadim l'schara v'nasam v'otsar, shari b'tiltol. Shari b'tiltol, if you're not makpid on them. If you wouldn't only use them for business. So, lefizeh b'inyanenu. Im lemaisa bebein hashmashas, he's still makpid on the lulavim, and he has them, then they will probably be muksa. But if already on Erev Sukkos, which Pashas is the case, he has 100 lulavim in his store still. So how many are going to be left for people who need a chalamoid? 5? How many people come to buy a lulav and chalamoid? So lepashtas, the others, would not be muksa, and he would be able to use them for whatever he wants. Okay, that's on the last point. But getting back for a minute to the Mishnah. The Mishnah which discussed the Machlokas, Rashi, the Ran, and the Rambam. Tosfos asks. Tosfos Pashas holds like Rashi. The simple understanding of the Mishnah is that it's a Muksa issue. That's the context of all of these Mishnahis, in any case, Muksa. So Tosfos says, well, why isn't there an Isser of Ma'amer, of gathering? The only issue is Muksa. But gathering, going out into your field, even if it's gathered in, or going into your karpef, why isn't there Emor? That's the question, Tema. Ha havi ma'amer, do you have malachai as Tosfos? Right, there's not so much in Shas on ma'amer. A couple of lines here and there, in Shabbos and elsewhere. But not too much on ma'amer. So Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar, delo shayich imur, elo bimakom shegedelim sham. Imur only applies where the item grows. Where it grows. Gathering apples under an apple tree. That's the malacha d'araisa of Emor. But let's say I gather the apples, now they're no longer by the tree. They're somewhere else. So there's no malacha of Emor. Emor is only b'makam gidulo. Right? They're not, does not apply. So here too, if you move them, if you put them somewhere, that's not malacham gidulo, and therefore it is not a problem. That's why even in a karpaif, even in a mefuzar, wouldn't it be a problem, because pashas didn't grow. The trees were didn't grow in the karpaif. You threw them into the karpaif. So that is Tosfos.
What about the mun?
What about the mum? So the mum is not gidule karka, right? It's gidule shamayim, right? Pashas, right? Hamosi lechem and hashamayim. So Pashas imor only applies by gidule karka. It's not attached. That's something that was mechubar, right? It's fascinating that imor, there is one limit in shas for imor, but the rishonim quote other limitations. The Gemara in Chal Gadol in the seventh parak in Shabbos quotes ein imor ela begidule karka. That one's in the Gemara. That one's in the Gemara in the seventh parak. But all the other limitations are quoted, right? That's Shabbos and Gimel and Beis. Abaya Amar Ein Imur Ela Begidulei Karka. Only applies to Begidulei Karka, items that grow from the ground. That's number one. That's in the Gemara. But the Rishonim quote other limitations. That's why Ma'amer hardly. It's one of those malachas that hardly ever come up. It can if somebody's outside in the yard and you want to, you know, eat some apples under the apple tree. But other than that, it hardly ever comes up. Ein imur ela begidulei karka. Ein imur achar imur. Like I said before, once you gather it once, there's no malacha to do it again. Or other limitations. Ein imur ela in the way that it grew. If it's in original state, the Aruch HaShulchan writes this in Siman Shin Mem. If I have a wooden chair, there's no imur by the wooden chairs, even if it's out in the field, because there's no longer wood. It's up in the state that it grew, right? So there are other limitations which make it explain to us why Emor hardly ever comes up. Just one other point, one other possible limitation that is not clear why it should be a limitation. If you look in the Rambam says, the Rambam's Lashon in, let me just find it, in Hilcha Shabbos, in Paraches, Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, Ein Emor, and it's discussed by the Minchas Chinuch, and it's discussed by others. The Rambam says, Hama'amer Ochlin Imla Achila Shiura Kegrogoris, Imla Behema V'chulu V'chulu. The Rambam adds in the word La Ochlin. Only applies to food? Is that the reason? Is that true? There's nowhere in Shas that says that. Minchas Chinuch points us out in the Mosach Shabbos in Parshas Yisro. Why did the Rambam say Hama'amer La Ochlin? Says the Minchas Chinuch, 2 points. Number one, maybe that's how the Rambam reads our Mishnah. The problem that Tosas deals with. Why isn't there Emor in our Mishnah? Why is there just Muksa? Maybe the Rambam would answer, Emor is only by food. Right? Emor is only by food. That's his limitation for the Malacha. And he gets it from our Mishnah. Gets it from our Mishnah. Unbelievable. And the he quotes a Rashi in Shabbos, Taf Sadivav, in the context of Mekoshesh, that maybe the Rashi there, if you want to look at be Medayik in it, maybe the Rashi is Dafka trying to preclude the Rambam's suggestion. That's the, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch there, in the Mosach Shabbos, that's what he goes into, but we won't go into that right now. But again, Emor is an important discussion, why there isn't Emor in most cases. So, if somebody asks, we ask our children to clean up, in the room, clean up the toys, clean up the this, clean up that. So they can, oh, I learned there's a malacha called ma'amer gathering. Sorry, I can't help you. No, we can tell them ein imor ela b'gdula karka, ein imor ela by somebody that didn't change, ein imor ela b'makam gidula, all the limitations of imor. Halavai they should even suggest that there's a malacha called imor, and then we can teach them about the limitations of imor.
What about blocks then?
Blocks. So blocks also were shaped and changed from their original. Right, even though they're blocks of wood, but still, they're not malakam gidulo, they've been changed, eini maracha imor, they've been gathered already, you have all of the heterim as well. Viter. Says the Gemara, eze okarbi v'chulu. So now, what exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says if it's close to the city, that's a karpev, and Rabbi Yossi says as long as there's a lock. Eze okarbi v'chulu, iboi luhu. Heichi ka'amar kolsh, what is the case? Kolsh esamach lo'ir v'hudi islei posachas. Does the Tanakama, does Rabbi Yehuda require both? The first suggestion, he really requires close and a lock. V'yasa Rabbi Yossi l'meyemer, and Rabbi Yossi comes in his mekel and says, no, kima dislei posachas, if it has a lock, afilu b'sof t'chum shabbos nami, even if it's far away. Or vice versa. Meaning Rabbi Yossi would require one. That's the first understanding of the Gemara. Do we say that Rabbi Yehuda requires both close and locked up, while Rabbi Yossi says either or? Odil mohachi gamar. Or do we say no, that each one has one significant factor? Kol shesamach la'ir, bein de'islei posachas, bein de'leslei posachas. Maybe the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it has to be close to the city. Doesn't matter if it's locked up or not. It has to be close to the city. V'yaz Rabbi Yossi l'meymar, afilu b'toch t'chum Shabbos, even if it's far away, because that's not my factor. V'dafka de'islei posachas, av'leslei posachas, afilu samach l'ir namilo. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda's issue is close to the city, Rabbi Yossi's issue is posachas, if it has a lock on it. So which way is it? So Tashma, the answer is neither. We're going to have a third shot of the machlokes. Midatani Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenechnasi lo beposachas, v'afilu b'sof t'chum Shabbos, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says, if you can go in with a locked room, if it's locked up, even within t'chum Shabbos, so Shma Mina, Rabbi Yossi, tarti l'kula kamer Shma Mina. Mashma, Rabbi Yossi is tarti l'kula, meaning either one. The fact that he says afilu, it means, even if it's far, you can have a lock, Mashma, that he would agree if it's close under some other circumstance. So the answer is neither of the first two suggestions. Rabbi Yehuda requires samuch, that's his factor, like the second suggestion. And Rabbi Yossi says either or, like the first suggestion. So that is the Gemara. Unusual, that's what this big Tosfos is. Unusual for the Gemara to ask, is it A or B? And then says, well, really, it's C. Okay, that's the Gemara. Amr of Salah, Amr of Yirmiyah, Halacha, Kribiyosi, Lahakel, Machlokas, Rabiyosi, Lahakel, meaning either one. Good. Says the Mishnah. Ein mevakid eitzin. A person is not allowed to go chop wood. On yantif omen akot. Again, chopping, getting wood and putting it into a fire is l'sorach ochol nefesh. The problem here is muksa issues. Ein mevakid eitzin. Lo min akoros. For lo min akorosh. This Rebbe yantif. But if it was something that was created or broken on yantif, that does not work. That you can't do. Min akoros. From boards. Or minakora, or from a board that were broken on Yantif, that is a problem. That is Muksa. Tosa says, back on the first daf of the Masechta, Tosa's on Beis Mabeis, says that even Reb Shimon would agree to this Muksa. By the Koros, because it's Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis, which is a very, very strong type of Muksa. Or the other pshad that one could say is that this is Nolad. Nolad Gomer even. It's totally not here. It wasn't broken beforehand. It wasn't usable. And therefore Reb Shimon would agree as well. So you can't use these items that broke on Yontif. The Ein Mivakin lo b'kardom v'lo b'megir v'lo b'makel, and even something from before Yontif, you can't shop in the normal way. You can't shop in the normal way because it's nireh like you're doing a Maisa Uman, Rashi says. It's a zilzal of Yontif in some way. And therefore you can't use these fancy type of kalim and axe, or megera, a saw, a magal, a sickle, el up a kofitz. You can use a butcher's knife, a kofitz, like we had earlier in the Masechta. They use that by the scale also. That you can use, because that's usually used for food. So obviously, if people see you chopping wood with that knife, so then they would know that it's only being l'tzorech yantif. Good. V'ha'amrit, so says the Gemara, 1 minute. The first line of the Mishnah says, you can't shop at all. And the next line says, you could shop with the kofitz. How do you put those two together? So we already, you know, alluded to it in our explanation, but now we're going to see. The Mishnah is missing a couple of words in our understanding. You're not allowed to take wood and chop from a pile of board in your backyard that are fancy type of wood. That's chesron kis. And you can't take from a board either that broke on Yantif, because that's nolad. Aval mevakin min akorash ishra me erev Yantif. That's the difference in the Mishnah. Ukshehe mevakin. And even when you are allowed to take wood that was ready when Yantif started, a mevakin lo bakarto v'lo b'mago v'lo b'megera ela b'kofitz. Period. And Tanya Amihachi, the Brisa also says, a mevakin eitzim lo min asor shel koresh lo min akorash ishra me Yantif l'fi she'eino min hamuchan. It's not min hamuchan. Period. Keep in mind, we're going to have this Bez Hashem also later on today's daf, but there is an important machlokas rishonim that we mentioned, I think once before, whether muksa is matired based on ochol nefesh. Right? This mishnah seems to be saying clearly not. Right? At least the strong muksas, chesron, kis, and nolan, are not mutter mishum ochol nefesh. Right? Even though you want to use it for firewood. It could be that these are special mukses, but other lower level type of mukses are mutter mishum ochol nefesh. That is a major machlokas rishonim. The Tosas, all the way on the bottom, we didn't get to it yet, but Tosas on the bottom relates to Gemara later on, to the sheet of the Ritzba, but we had it earlier, back on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, Tosas quoted the Ritzba. The Ritzba who holds, Tiltul Muksa, Hitiru Mishum Ochol Nefesh. It's befavorish at the top of Chav Ches Amid Beis in the Tosas, Tiltul Muksa is Mutter Mishum Ochol Nefesh. And other Rishonim argue on that, whether that's going to be mutter. Remember, we had this all the way back at the beginning of the Masechta. Whether we considered muksa ke'ein d'oraisa, whether muksa is extra strong and we would not allow it, or no. It's not as strong. So that is the, come up a number of times in the Masechta, the unique status of muksa, whether it's super strong and we wouldn't allow mishum ochol nefesh. That's the machlokas, rishonim right here. But this mishnah on the surface seems to say is usher. Read at least certain muksas. Weiter. Veloba kardom. Amar evchinana bar shalmiya mishmei deraf. Lo shanu. What type of kardom of large axe are you not allowed to use to cut wood on yantav? Because it's a zilzol mishmei deraf. Lo shanu ela bin nakvas shalo. Only the wide ridge. Nakvas, Rashi explained, is the wider ridge's edge. That you're not allowed to use. Aval bezichra shalo. If it has the skinnier ridges, meaning it has blade on both sides. Type of clear that has a blade on both sides. One side wider, one side skinnier. So only the wider one is also, that's the normal way to cut wood. But the skinnier one, mutter, that would be okay. So Gemara says, pshita, a kofitz on. It's obvious. It says you can use a kofitz, and that skinnier one is like a kofitz. So what's the chiddush? So ma'u detei mahani mili bekovis b'chudei. No, you might have said in our Mishnah, you're only allowed to use a plain knife that doesn't have a blade on the other side. Aval kardom v'kofitz. But if you have one kli that has a wider blade on one side and a skinnier on the other side, ema migo de hagisa aser hagisa nami aser. You might say this kli is off limits. Period. So what? That one side is skinny, the other side is wide. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, of Rav. Rav Chinya Bashami Mishmei, the Rav, that you could use the skinny side. V'ika Damasi La'Seif, and others say no, just the opposite. Ela B'Kofitz. This conversation took place regarding the last line of the Mishnah, the Heter. They could use a Kofitz. Amar Rav Chinya Bashami Mishmei, the Rav, Lo Shanu Ela B'Zachris. That means only the skinny side. Al shalo. Avo benikva shalo aser. But if you have a kofitz on one side, a skinnier blade, and a wider blade on the other side, that will be aser. So pshita, velo bakardom tam. So it's obvious. The ratio of the Mishnah says you can't use the wide blade. So no. Ma'o de tema hani mili kardom. You might have thought you could only not use a wide blade if it's just the wide blade. Avo kofitz vikardom. But if it's one cleave, you might say, ema migo da hai gisa shari, hai gisa nami shari. You might have said, you know, it's mutter. This kli is a usable kli. You give it one status. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. We don't say that. Period, you can't do that. Asks the Ron here, why don't you say, okay, chopping zilzal of yantif, but you need this for ochel nefesh. Why isn't this ochel, why don't you have that for ochel nefesh here? By chopping wood. Why do you have that? Oh, so you might say, one answer is, Rashi Shita, Efshar Lasos Me'ar of Yantif. Remember, the other Rishonim only have that chiluk within the Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. But what about Ochel Nefesh Mamish? So Rashi says, so you could have chopped wood before Yantif. So that's why Rashi would answer the question. The question is the opposite question. Why is Bekiya mutter in the cases that it is mutter, like by the Kofitz v'chulu? Why isn't this something that could have been done on Erev Yantif? Isn't it considered Machshiri Ochel Nefesh? Right? And according to Rov Rishonim, Rashi says it even by Ochel Nefesh. But everybody else, for sure, says by Machshiri Ochel Nefesh that could have been done before Yantif, you're not allowed. So why do we allow any Bikua on Yantif? Says the Ran, a Yesod Gadol. The Ran says chopping wood is not called Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. It's called Ochel Nefesh. Why? Because you're actually using the wood on Yantif. You're using the Etzim Hadavar. The Nira Li Nira. Koshu Nana Migufo Shel Davar Ka Ochel Nefesh Atzmohu. He quotes that from the from himself, after quoting a different sheet of the Ravid. Velo dummy lo machshirin, she'ein adam nehene mina machshirin atzmo, kisakin vishpod v'tanur. As we'll get to soon, like your oven fell apart, or your spit. Right, then you're just using those to, for your food. But the wood is actually gonna get burned up. You're gonna use it. It's mutter. You want to extend it? This is mutter. This is cool. Says the Ran. Ochel nefesh, not just machshiri ochel nefesh. Good. Important ha'ara. Vayter. Says the Mishnah, which we start today, and then the major lemaisa issues of the Mishnah will be discussed in the next couple of dafim. Remember, as I said, I'm not going to be giving the daf the next couple of days. I'll be putting it up from the last cycle. They are up. Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, by Monday, I'll be able to give the daf again. But over the next couple of days, it will be up. Says the Mishnah. Let's at least start it. If you have a house that is full of fruit, and v'nifchas, it fell apart, meaning it got a hole and now you can go into the house. So when Yantif started, it was closed. And then, Nifchas me'elav, no tamimakam apachas. You could go into the broken area and go take your fruit. Even though this was off limits when Yantif started, there was no way to get in. And let's say to get the fruit, you'd have to break something. Still mutter. No tell me makam apachas. You're allowed to take it because now it went in. Rabbi Meir Omer, even more than that. Af poches lechadchila v'notel. You can even break it and go in. You can break it and go in. So says the Gemara, Amai v'kasasar Allah. What's Rameer talking about? Why can you break it? There's an Isser on Shabbos and Yontif called Soser. So why you allowed to do that? So Amar Rav Nuchumi bar Ad Amar Shmuel ba'avira delivni. We're talking about a case where there was no real Soser to Oraisa that was Shayach. There were bricks piled up, but they weren't cemented together. So to break this would only be a derabanan. So mishum simchas yantif, we would allow this stira to be done. Period. Even before we continue, the Rishonim ask, what about muksa? Forget, okay, it's not a real stira, but what about, in your mind, you aren't getting these fruit? Right? Muksa machmas isser. You'd have to violate an isser to get the fruit. So Rashi says, well, maybe that's the point of the Gemara. Because there's only stira midirabanan. So therefore, it doesn't create muksa machmas isser. That's a yesod in Rashi. It's an underlined Rashi. Notu makama pachas. Rashi says on the Mishnah, velo amrinan muksa machmas isserain. Dein yachal pascho beyantif. Va'asich datayu minayu. You don't say that. Why? Tekiva delohavi pechisaso isura delraisa. Since it's not delraisa, it is mutter just like Tevel. Remember the case of Tevel? We're going to have it later on also. We had it in Shabbos. Tevel is an Isser Durabanan to be Mafir Shumas and Maestras on Shabbos and Yantif. So that makes Tevel not Muksa. It's Mukhanu because if you violate Isser Durabanan, so Isser Durabanan don't have the strength to create Muksas. And therefore Rashi says that's why the fruit are not Muksa, Machmas, Isser. Number one. Number two, the other answer given by the Melchamis, also Lamdish, the Melchamis right here, and then back, the Ramban says that here the problem isn't the fruit. The problem is an external blockage in front of the fruit. That doesn't create Muksa Machmas Isser. Muksa Machmas Isser is where the item itself, right, there's a candle, or a buses, let's say. But here, nothing to do with the fruit. The fruit are wonderful. You just can't get to it. So that doesn't create Muksa Machmas Isser. That's the Ramban right here in the Melchamis on the Yuchesim Beis in the Daf Arif. The Melchamis says that if it's something that is external and not related to the item itself, so then they will not create a Muksa Machmas Isser. Yuchesim Beis. I'm sorry, the Daf Arif. Daf Aperos Einas and Muksa Machmas Abayis Kivet She'ein Ba'atzman Isser Lo Amru B'ner Elevation Asa Basas Davar Aser Ve'ena Peros Haskurin Ba'bayis Basas Labayis Ve'hulo Mak Hiksa Daito Min HaPeros Bishvil Peros Atzman Ela Daito Alein Lachilo Kos Masha Yuchalika Chosan Masha. But then it gets into Tevel. Like, why is Tevel different? It's a different reason. Rashi says it's the same issue, but that is the Ramban. Good. Vayter in the Gemara. So we have Rashi and the Ramban to answer up that question of why the fruit are not muksa. Any third line of the Gemara, is this really true? That's what we're talking about, and it's only mutter according to Rabbi Meir, because it's a derabanan structure. V'yam Rav Nachman, hani livni de'aitr mi binyana. These bricks that are left over from construction, shari l'til tulenu b'shapsa, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos, ho'el v'chazil mizgalayu, because you can sit on them. They're right to sit on, so they're not muksa. Shar ginhu, but if you pile them up, vadayaktinu. So you amaksa them. Meaning, forget the fruit, forget stira. The stones, the bricks are asur, they're muksa. How can you break it? So fine, breaking it would only be nisa derabanan. But what about muksa? You pile them up, so they should be muksa. So, amar Rebbe Zera, biyantif amra v'lo b'shabbos. We're talking about Yontif, not Shabbos. Therefore what? Therefore on Yontif we would allow this not to be Muksa, even though on Shabbos it would be Muksa. Pashas Bishum Ochol Nefesh. Right, that's the Pashas of the reason, right? That's what Tosfos says on the bottom one-line Tosfos. This line seems to be a riot to the Ritzvah, that we matir Muksa Mishum Ochol Nefesh. Pirish to Hitira Muksa Mishum Ochol Nefesh, Avalobah Shabbos, Mikani Yishrael Ritzvah, Shapirish Leal, Tilto Muksa, Hitira B'yantif Mishum Ochol Nefesh. Right? If you don't say like that, Ritzvah, you gotta come up with another reason why there would be a difference here between Shabbos and Yontif. Rashi says, also similar, doesn't say it beferish, but he said, Mishum Simchas Yontif, we would allow it. But Pasha is that it's Muksa. Okay, so you have to come up. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Af Pochis, Dachachachila, Venota, Beyontif, Amru, Beyontif, Amru, Veloba Shabbos. So it's a riot that our Mishnah is only about Yontif and not on Shabbos. The Ritzvah and Erev, the Flamed Dalid, comes up with a way to read the Gemara, not like the Ritzvah. This Gemara is one of the two or three Gemaras in Shas relating to the issue of opening packages on Shabbos and Yontif. This daf, and Medeshem on tomorrow's daf, and the next daf, Lama Gimel, Lama Beis, where it talks about Mustaki, Right, we're going to get to that. Are you allowed to open packages? Letzorech Shabbos, Letzorech Yontif. Right, so this is one of the Gemaras that talk about it. The Gemara that we just did, breaking things open. That's what our mayor says, to get to fruit for a Shabbos or Yontif need. The Gemara coming up, Shmuel discusses it, but we'll stop here, because Amar Shmuel is the beginning of the next sugya, and Beis Hashem will pick up in a couple of days. But again, the other shirim will be posted. Okay, we'll stop here.